novel. The International Criminal Court cannot prosecute U.S. nationals because we're not a party, but could, in theory, have jurisdiction over other nationals. However, the crimes alleged would first have to be of serious international concern, which would include torture, and second, be committed as part of a plan or policy or as part of a large-scale commission of such crimes. That second criteria would appear to be difficult to meet in the case of private contractors who often operate in very localized, specific circumstances. However, the principle of universal jurisdiction does provide for states to prosecute those who have committed war crimes, even though the state has no links to the perpetrator or victim. This, for example, is the theory under which charges have been sought in Germany against Donald Rumsfeld for the abuse of detainees at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. And those charges haven't been brought, but that's the argument for them. For lesser offenses, third-party states are empowered under international law to prosecute if, for example, the perpetrator or victim is a national of its state. But I want to back away from those sorts of mechanisms and instead concentrate on the responsibility of the United States to create a comprehensive legal framework for prosecuting these private contractors. I first want to expand the class of incidents that should be covered